You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vodrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And this week, the Showtime Spotlight is falling on none other than the musical Fun Home.
Telephone wire, run and run. Telephone wire, sundown on the creek. Partly frozen, partly flowing. Must be windy, trees are bending. Junction 50, field needs mowing. Feels like the car is floating. Your swagger and your bearing, and just the right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees, and your lace-up boots, and your keys, oh, your ring of keys.
Everything's all right, babe, when we're together.
When we're together.
'Cause you are like a raincoat
made out of love.
Keeping me dry.
Magic shield of love.
Protecting me from that weather.
Rain from the sky. You are like a raincoat
made out of love.
Now, Fun Home is a musical based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir of the same name, which follows the story of Alison Bechdel herself at three key stages in her life, starting as a child when she begins to discover her own sexuality, then through to college where she has her first lesbian relationship, and then through to her present day life as a successful cartoonist who narrates the rest of the show. Now, it was pretty groundbreaking in a variety of ways when it opened on Broadway in 2015. For one thing, it was the first Broadway musical ever with a lesbian protagonist, and I think has certainly paved the way for things like The Prom to become mainstream in more recent years. But it was also written by Lisa Kron and Janine Tesori, and they became the first ever female writing team to win the Tony Award for Best Original Score. I mean, Janine Tesori is one of my favourite musical theatre composers anyway, so no real surprises that they took that particular Tony. But it also won Tony Awards for Best Book, Best Leading Actor, Best Direction, and the ultimate prize, Best Musical, that year. So not too shabby. Anyway, the reason I mention it tonight is because it's going to be available to watch online for the next 2 weeks. You see, a theatre in Chicago called the Victory Gardens, they staged a production of Fun Home in 2017 and happened to film it, and are now making it available to stream from the 12th to the 24th of May, so this coming Tuesday to Sunday, 2 weeks from today. Now, it is going to cost you. The going rate for streaming shows in America is $20, which comes out as about £16. So slightly pricier than a lot of the online streams we've got a bit used to over here. But it is the sort of show that I don't know when else you'll get the chance to watch it. I mean, I've loved the music of Fun Home since I first heard it in 2015, but it's not really one of those shows where just listening to the cast recording gives you the full story and plot, if you know what I mean. And although it did have a brief run at the Young Vic in London in 2018, I wasn't able to catch it there, so I still haven't seen it. Although, saying that, before all the coronavirus stuff kicked off, Jake Gyllenhaal, of all people, he'd apparently secured the rights to create a film version of it, with the original Broadway director Sam Gold coming back to direct the film, which, you know, could be quite exciting. We'll see what happens. Point is, we're getting a lot of amazing theatre for free at the moment, or a small cost of really next to nothing in the grand scheme of things, which is so amazing, and we are so lucky and so privileged to have that access. So maybe it's okay to splash out a little bit more for a one-off show, particularly when it's something like Fun Home, which is so interesting, is so different, so groundbreaking, and is something that I personally have been wanting to watch for quite a while now. So if any of that sounds like your sort of thing. I will put the link to all the ticket info in the description here. I think the way it's working is that you buy a ticket for a set show on a set date, like you would if you were going to the actual theatre, but then you can just watch the live stream once at any time during the period it's available, so between the 12th and the 24th of May. I think they're just trying to monitor who has access to it, so some days are coming up as like metaphorically sold out, but you just need to pick a different time and day if that's the case, and it won't affect when you actually watch the show. But all the information on how it works is available via the link in the description here, so check that out if you're at all interested. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Look after yourselves, and I'll see you again next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.